Welcome to our deep dive, everyone. We're going to be taking a close look at the gut-brain connection today.
It's such a fascinating area.
Yeah, it is, and it's something that we're learning more and more about all the time.
It really does highlight how interconnected our bodies are.
Exactly. And when we talk about the gut, we're not just talking about like our stomach, right? We're talking about a complex ecosystem.
Trillions of microorganisms.
Yeah. Bacteria, viruses, fungi.
It's a whole world down there.
It really is. And it all resides in our digestive tract.
Mm-hmm.
So this community of microbes is called the gut microbiota.
Right.
And it plays a much bigger role in our overall health than we probably ever realized.
Absolutely.
Now we'll be taking a deep dive today into the article titled The Gut-Brain Connection, Latest Insights on Gut Health and Mental Well-Being.
Okay.
And this is where it gets really interesting, because did you know that something like 90 to 95% of serotonin.
Wow.
The feel-good hormone.
Yeah.
Is actually produced in our gut.
I know, it's wild. Not the brain.
Not the brain. You think it'd be in the brain, but no, it's in the gut. That's just one example of how our gut can really influence our mood.
Right, and we tend to think of the brain as like the control center for everything, but clearly the gut is giving it a run for its money.
It really is.
Mm.
So our mission today is to kind of uncover what the latest research says about how this gut-brain connection works.
Okay.
How it impacts our mood, and most importantly,
what we can do about it.
Exactly. What can we do to actually support a healthy, happy gut?
Right. We're going to look at the communication pathways between the two, the role of the gut microbiota, and we'll even touch on some of the latest research findings.
That sounds like a plan. So let's start, I guess, with the basics. What exactly is the gut-brain axis?
Mm-hmm.
And how does this communication network actually work?
So the gut-brain axis is basically a bidirectional communication system between the central nervous system.
Which includes the brain.
Which includes your brain, right? And the enteric nervous system, which is kind of like the nervous system of your gut.
So it's like a two-way street. The brain influences the gut.
Yeah.
And the gut influences the brain.
They're constantly talking, sending messages back and forth.
Wow. And one of the key players in this is the vagus nerve.
The vagus nerve, yeah, that's like the information superhighway between the two.
Oh, interesting.
It carries signals in both directions, so it allows your brain to regulate things like digestion, but it also allows your gut to influence things like your mood and your stress response.
That's fascinating. So the vagus nerve is a direct line of communication.
Mm.
Are there other ways that the gut and the brain talk to each other?
Definitely. Another big one is through neurotransmitters.
Like dopamine.
Dopamine, serotonin, those chemical messengers that transmit signals between nerve cells.
And we always think of neurotransmitters with the brain, but the article mentioned that several are also produced in the gut.
Yeah, like you just said, serotonin, dopamine, GABA,
mm-hmm.
they all play a role in our mood, our sleep, even how well we think.
It really makes you wonder, like, if someone's having digestive issues,
yeah,
alongside like anxiety or depression.
Yeah, could be linked.
Is there like, could there be a link there?
Researchers are looking into that, and there is growing evidence to suggest they're very much linked.
Okay, so we've got this communication highway, the vagus nerve, we've got these chemical messengers, neurotransmitters, but what about, you know, those trillions of microbes living in our gut?
Right.
What role do they play in all of this?
Well, the gut microbiota is a complex and diverse ecosystem. And like we've been talking about, the composition of that community can really impact our health.
So it's not just about having like good and bad bacteria. I feel like we hear that all the time, but it's got to be more nuanced than that.
Oh, it is. It is. It's all about balance. When the gut microbiota is in a state of equilibrium, it contributes to a healthy system overall.
But when that balance is disrupted,
that's when we run into problems.
And that's what the article refers to as dysbiosis.
Dysbiosis, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's been linked to a number of health issues, even mental health conditions like anxiety and depression.
Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that the types and quantities of bacteria in my gut could actually be contributing to my anxiety?
It's a possibility, yeah. Studies have actually shown that people with anxiety and depression often have less diversity in their gut bacteria compared to those who don't.
That is incredible. But what causes this imbalance in the first place? Could it be our diet? Lifestyle?
Probably a little bit of everything. Diet plays a huge role, but also things like stress, sleep, even the medications we take.
So are we just at the mercy of our gut bacteria then, or can we actually do something to restore that balance? And potentially, you know, improve our mental well-being.
Thankfully, there's a lot we can do. We can support a healthy gut microbiome and promote a more harmonious gut-brain connection.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Diet's a great place to start. The food we eat provides nourishment not only for our bodies, but also for all those trillions of microbes living in our gut.
So no more pizza and coffee then.
Well, a little indulgence here and there is fine, but consistently nourishing your gut with a variety of whole foods is key.
So what kind of foods should we be focusing on?
Lots of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins.
Eating the rainbow.
Exactly. And the more diverse your diet, the more diverse your gut microbiome is likely to be.
Okay, good to know. And then there's also prebiotics and probiotics.
Yes.
Now, I've heard those terms thrown around, but
But you're often confused.
I don't totally understand what the difference is. Can you break it down for me?
Absolutely. So probiotics are live beneficial bacteria. You can get those from fermented foods like yogurt, kefir, sauerkraut,
No.
kimchi.
Oh, I love all of those.
Me too.
So I'm already getting my probiotics in. What about prebiotics?
Prebiotics, think of those as food for your good bacteria.
Okay.
They're types of fiber that we can't digest, but the beneficial bacteria in our gut can, and they allow those good bacteria to flourish.
So I'm feeding my good bacteria with prebiotics and giving them reinforcements with probiotics.
Exactly, a two-pronged approach.
I love it. It sounds like building a healthy gut microbiome really starts with what we put on our plates.
It absolutely does. But diet isn't the only factor. There are other lifestyle factors that play a role too.
Ooh, like what? Spill the tea.
Well, stress is a big one. When we're stressed, our bodies release cortisol, and that can actually alter the composition and function of our gut bacteria.
Hold on. Stress can mess with our gut bacteria.
It can. And then a disrupted gut microbiome can worsen stress and anxiety. It's a vicious cycle.
Wow. That's a good reminder to prioritize stress management. What else can we do?
Sleep is another big one. Our gut bacteria have their own rhythms, and when we disrupt those rhythms with poor sleep, it can lead to dysbiosis.
So a good night's sleep isn't just good for our energy levels, but for our gut health too. Really
Exactly.
makes sense.
And then there's exercise. Physical activity can promote beneficial bacteria diversity, enhance gut function, and it also reduces those stress hormones and boosts mood through endorphins. It's a win-win-win.
I love how it's all connected. Diet, stress management, quality sleep, regular exercise. It sounds like a recipe for a happy gut and a happier me.
It really is. But we're just scratching the surface. There's so much more to explore.
Well, you've definitely piqued my interest, and I'm eager to delve a little deeper into, like, the latest research findings and see what other insights we can get from this field.
Let's do it.
All right. But before we dive into that cutting-edge research, I think it's a good time to take a little pause.
Yeah, let everyone catch their breath.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground, and our listeners could probably use a moment to digest all of this fascinating information. We'll be back soon to explore those latest advancements in the amazing world of the gut-brain connection. Welcome back to our exploration of the gut-brain connection. Before the break, we were talking about how lifestyle factors like stress and sleep can really influence our gut bacteria.
It's amazing, isn't it, how just missing a few hours of sleep can actually shift the balance of our gut microbiome.
Yeah, it really is. It highlights the importance of taking like a holistic approach to our health, you know. We can't just focus on one thing in isolation. It's all connected.
Absolutely. And speaking of interconnectedness, the article we're looking at today really delves into some fascinating research about the gut's role in producing neurotransmitters.
Ah, yeah. Particularly serotonin and dopamine, right?
Right. Those are the big ones when it comes to mood, motivation, reward.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm curious, like, how much are our gut bacteria actually influencing these critical brain chemicals?
Well, as we mentioned before, a whopping 95% of our body's serotonin is actually produced in the gut.
Yeah, crazy, right?
It is crazy. And dopamine, while we often associate it with pleasure and reward, it also plays a really important role in motor control and cognitive function.
So if our gut bacteria are out of whack, could that actually lead to like lower levels of these essential neurotransmitters?
It's definitely a possibility.
And that could contribute to, mood imbalances or even cognitive issues.
Exactly. The gut microbiota plays a crucial role in the synthesis of these neurotransmitters, and when there's an imbalance,
Oh.
that delicate process can be disrupted.
So it's not just about the bacteria themselves, but like the chemicals they produce and how those chemicals interact with our brains.
It's a complex interplay of factors, but the more we understand this relationship, the better equipped we are to actually support both our gut health and our mental well-being.
I mean, this is all so fascinating, but I gotta be honest.
Yeah.
Sometimes it feels a little overwhelming.
I know what you mean.
With all this information,
Yeah.
like, where do you even begin?
Right. But the good news is that even small changes can make a really big difference in supporting our gut health and fostering a more harmonious gut-brain connection.
Okay, that's reassuring.
Yeah.
So, what are some practical steps we can take? Like, I'm all about actionable advice.
Okay. Well, like we talked about earlier, diet plays a huge role.
Yeah.
Focusing on whole foods, lots of fiber, fermented foods.
Right, eating the rainbow, getting our prebiotics and probiotics,
Exactly.
minimizing the processed stuff.
Yeah, and remember, diversity is key. The more variety we have in our diet, the more diverse that gut microbiome will be.
Got it. So no more eating the same salad every day for lunch.
Mix it up. Try new things. Your taste buds and your gut bacteria will thank you.
Okay, I'm on board with that. What about those other lifestyle factors? Any tips for like managing stress, improving sleep, incorporating exercise?
Well, when it comes to stress, finding healthy coping mechanisms is really crucial.
Right.
It's about identifying what works best for you. Some people find solace in mindfulness practices, meditation, yoga.
Right.
Others find it in nature, listening to music, creative hobbies. It's all very personal.
Yeah, it's about finding those activities that just let us unwind and recharge.
Exactly.
I love that. What about sleep?
Sleep. Prioritize that relaxing bedtime routine.
Oh, yeah.
Dim the lights, put away those electronic devices, maybe a warm bath or a cup of herbal tea, anything that signals to your body that it's time to wind down.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
I know I'm definitely guilty of scrolling on my phone right before bed.
We all are. It's a hard habit to break.
It really is.
Yeah.
So, exercise. What about exercise?
The good news is any movement is beneficial. It doesn't have to be high intensity.
Okay, good.
Go for a walk, take a yoga class, dance around your living room, gardening even.
I like that.
Just get your body moving. And
Yeah.
what's great is that it not only benefits your gut health, it also reduces stress and boosts mood.
Yeah, it's a win-win. I'm sensing a theme here. It's all about making those lifestyle choices that really nourish our mind, body, A&D gut.
It is. It's about taking a holistic approach to our well-being,
Yeah.
recognizing that everything is interconnected. What we do for our gut, we do for our brain.
And vice versa.
Exactly.
Now, speaking of nourishing our gut, the article actually mentioned some specific dietary recommendations that
Yes.
could have a positive impact on our gut health, specifically the Mediterranean diet, right?
Mediterranean diet, yes. Lots of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, healthy fats like olive oil.
Yeah.
It emphasizes fish and poultry over red meat,
Okay.
and it includes moderate amounts of dairy, nuts, and seeds.
Sounds
It
delicious
is. It's so good.
and nutritious.
And studies have shown that people who follow the Mediterranean diet tend to have a more diverse gut microbiome and lower rates of chronic diseases.
Wow, that's impressive. It really is like a blueprint for a happy and healthy gut.
It's a great model to look at. And remember, it's not about being perfect. It's
Right.
about finding those principles that you can realistically sustain over time.
Yeah, progress, not perfection.
Exactly. And as you make these changes, pay attention to how your body responds,
Right.
because everyone's gut microbiome is different.
So it's about listening to what your body's telling you.
Yes,
Yeah.
it's a journey
Yeah.
of self-discovery. And the more we learn, the better choices we can make.
I love that.
It's about empowering yourself with knowledge
Yeah.
and then using that knowledge to make those informed decisions about your health.
Exactly. And as we continue to learn more about the gut-brain connection, we'll discover even more ways to optimize our gut health
Yeah.
and our mental clarity, our emotional resilience, our overall vitality.
We will. The future is bright.
I love that. This whole conversation has been incredibly eye-opening, and I feel like I have a whole new appreciation for the power of the gut and its influence on our mental and emotional state.
Me too. And the research is constantly evolving.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it is. And I'm excited to see what new discoveries emerge in the years to come.
Oh, absolutely. But even with what we know now, it's clear that taking care of our gut health is an essential piece of the puzzle when it comes to supporting our overall health and well-being.
It really is. And by nurturing our gut microbiome, we're not just improving our digestion, we're also investing in our cognitive function, our emotional well-being.
Yeah, and our long-term health.
Absolutely.
Well said. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, exploring the gut-brain axis, the gut microbiota, all these lifestyle factors.
Right.
But there's still so much more to uncover.
There is. And in our final segment, we're going to delve into some of the latest research findings on gut-focused interventions for mental health, which are super interesting.
Ooh, okay. I'm intrigued. But before we journey into that cutting-edge territory,
Yeah.
let's take another brief pause
A breather.
to allow our listeners to really absorb all of this information.
Okay, sounds good.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've been talking all about the gut-brain connection and how it impacts our well-being.
And then now we're going to wrap up by looking at some of the really exciting new developments in this field.
Okay, I'm ready. Bring on the cutting edge. What are some of the interventions that researchers are exploring?
Well, one area that's getting a lot of attention is the use of probiotics as actual therapeutic agents for mental health.
Oh, wow. So not just for digestion.
Not just for digestion anymore. You know, we've been talking about how the gut produces so much of our serotonin.
Right, like 95%. It's crazy.
It is. Well, a study that came out in 2022, it was published in Nature, actually found that giving people a specific probiotic strain, Lactobacillus rhamnosus, actually led to a reduction in anxiety symptoms.
Wow. So they were actually able to manage their anxiety better by taking this probiotic.
Yeah, compared to the group who just took a placebo.
That's huge. So we're talking about actual targeted interventions that could really help people with mental health conditions.
Exactly. And there are so many more studies looking at different probiotic strains for things like depression, even PTSD.
So it's not just about recognizing the connection anymore, but actually harnessing that connection.
That's right. We're going from theory to practice.
What else is on the horizon? What other new things are researchers looking at?
Well, another really interesting area is fecal microbiota transplantation.
Okay, hold on.
I know it sounds a little intense.
FMT, is that what they call it?
Yeah, FMT. It basically involves taking fecal matter from a healthy donor and transplanting it into the gut of someone who has an imbalance.
I mean, I can see how that would be a powerful way to like reset the gut microbiome.
Right. And there are studies showing that it could actually impact mental health.
Really?
Yeah. One study in the journal Gastroenterology found that FMT led to improvements in mood and anxiety symptoms in patients with major depressive disorder.
So they were actually feeling better after this.
Yeah. And obviously more research is needed, but the early results are really promising.
That's incredible.
It is. I think it really challenges the way we've traditionally thought about mental health and offers a whole new way of approaching these conditions.
It really is a paradigm shift.
Mm.
This whole deep dive has completely changed the way I think about how our bodies are connected and how much power we have to influence our well-being.
I think that's one of the most important things to remember.
Yeah.
That we're not just helpless. We can actually shape our gut microbiome through the choices we make.
Absolutely. So as we wrap things up today, what are some of the key takeaways you hope our listeners will remember about the gut-brain connection?
Well, I think the biggest one is just that this connection is real and incredibly powerful.
Mm-hmm.
What happens in our gut really can impact our mood, our thinking, our overall mental well-being.
And we already have some tools to support a healthy gut microbiome.
Yeah, we talked about them today.
Eating a diverse diet, managing stress, getting enough exercise.
Right, it's all connected.
We're not helpless. We can take control.
We can.
This has been an incredible journey, and I want to thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today.
My pleasure.
And all of our listeners out there, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the gut-brain connection. We hope you learned something new and that you feel inspired to take care of your own amazing gut.